Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. His office says it is aggressive and that it has spread to his bones. Cancer specialist Dr. David Agus.
There's been tremendous progress in the treatment of prostate cancer over the last decade and a half, and we now have drugs that turn off the hormone signaling axis, turn off testosterone signaling in the cancer, and can keep this cancer under control.
CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
This is a man who really has looked at cancer as something that can be defeated. He looked at cancer as something that we could reach towards ending, literally in the name of his initiative, the Cancer Moonshot Initiative. If we can go to the moon, we can end cancer. And that certainly has been part of the Biden legacy.
New Jersey Transit's train engineers have reached a tentative deal to end their three-day strike that had halted service for hundreds of thousands. Governor Phil Murphy moments ago.
Starting Tuesday, May 20th, NJ Transit will once again provide rail service to the more than 100,000 riders who depend on it every single day.
Federal authorities say a bombing at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, was carried out by a 25-year-old man. Andres Gutierrez is at the scene and says that man is the only person who died.
The FBI now says the man that was killed in the blast that rocked this neighborhood is the suspect, adding that he was trying to live stream the attack. Four others were injured. All of them have been released from the hospital. None of them worked at the clinic.
A reward is now up to $17,000 per inmate for information about the whereabouts of several inmates who were able to break out of a jail in New Orleans. Seven of them are still on the run. And police say at this point, they could be in other states. A storm front that moved into Colorado this afternoon brought strong winds and spawned multiple possible tornadoes. In Louisville, that is a cherry picker helping get rid of downed wires and storms that ripped through there. It was part of a system that hit several states. Eric Gibson is Emergency Management Director of Kentucky.
There's entire subdivisions that are leveled or nearly leveled. Many houses in the subdivisions that I visited yesterday are destroyed. The homes are just a few walls standing or no walls standing.
Still many questions in New York City after a Mexican Navy ship with nearly 300 on board hit the Brooklyn Bridge. Two people were killed. Our Chanel Call is there.
According to the New York City Police Department, it appears that ship lost power before the crash. This is something federal transportation authorities will now be looking into.
19 other people were injured. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, some frost possible as we drop into the low 30s. Partly sunny, 57 on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the east. Still breezy Monday night with a low near 42 and a slight chance of a shower. Showers are likely on your Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like the show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like that 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. Time for tape 24. Wow, 24. That's awesome. We're going with some hits and forgotten hits on this tape. In the next hour, we'll hang out with the Wallflowers, Blues Traveler, Fuel, and Jeff Buckley. We kick things off going the distance with Cake. Lead singer, songwriter John McCreary said that this is a song about success and failure of success. Really. Here's McCrae's characteristic deadpan driving vocals from the 96 hit Cake with the Distance on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. Oh.
If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me. Well, you got your reasons, and you've got your lies, and you've got your manipulations. They cut me down to size.
Seven years.
From 96, The Wallflowers with 6th Avenue Heartache. Jacob Dylan, of course, famously the son of Sarah Lowlands. Who is his dad again? Didn't they just have a movie come out or something? I don't know. Anyway, Jacob, the band's lead singer, wrote the song where he, when he was 18, considered it the first real song he had written. That one right there. Coming up, we got Buck Cherry, Fuel, Candlebox, now requested by Tom and Stevens Point from the band's fourth album, 4, released in 1994. Enjoy the harmonica and turn it up for Blues Traveler's Hook on WFHR's Unlabeled.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Feel less than all the rest. You know it's interchangeable. lost again. And if I give it all I got, well, I'm sure you'd do the same. A change of pace could really do some good. She's leaving an empty case, but you're bringing back the show. I see a place for you and I, and we can make the most of it. 'Cause our passion never dies, and if you don't believe in me, I'll choose a path and change your mind, and you can take me to your room, or wherever you may hide. A change of pace could really do some good.
Released in April of 99, Buck Cherry for the movies. Still got room on the tape for Candlebox, Duncan Cheek, and Jeff Buckley. Now from 96, Fuel with Shimmer on WFHR's Unlabeled.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. We're here and now. Will we ever be again? 'Cause I shimmers in this world is sure to fade away again.
She drinks champagne dreams, strawberries of her eyes, pink linen on white paper, lavender and cream, fills up the life for lies, reality escapes her.
Fall.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. Well wishes are pouring in for former President Joe Biden. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with what is described as an aggressive form of prostate cancer. In a statement today, Mr. Biden's office says the disease has spread to his bone and that he was diagnosed on Friday.
The New Jersey Transit strike is over after the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen approved a deal. The strike halted trains across the state for 3 days before the tentative agreement was reached. Governor Phil Murphy.
To offer the understatement of the year, this is a very good outcome.
After a deadly storm swept through parts of the Midwest and South, residents spent the weekend assessing damage. London, Kentucky was especially hard hit. And that's where CBS's Nicole Valdez reports from.
Laurel County officials say they expect FEMA here in London Monday. And the governor of Kentucky has promised the state will pay for the funerals of every victim.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, some frost possible as we drop into the low 30s. Partly sunny, 57 on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the east. Still breezy Monday night with a low near 42 and a slight chance of a shower. Showers are likely on your Tuesday.
Right now, it's 55.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That you never meant to send, lost them.
thrown away.
Grow. See, I know now, yeah.
I know what you're doing. I see it all too clear. I only taste the saline when I kiss away your tears. You really had me going, wishing on a star. The black holes that surround you are heavier by far. I believed in your confusion, so completely torn. It must have been that yesterday was the day that I was born. There's not much to examine, nothing left to hide. You really can't be serious, you have to ask me why. I say
requested by Amy in Wisconsin Rapids, and like a lot of our tape today, released in 96, Duncan Sheik with Barely Breathing. Enough room on the tape for one more song, and it's one of my favorites. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Get me your requests. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM me on Facebook, Smoke Signals, Morse Code, whatever you got to do, just get us those requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. We leave you with Jeff Buckley and Last Goodbye. Have a great night. Be good to each other. We'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Hit it, Jeff.
this is our last goodbye. I hate to feel the love between us die, but it's over. I just hear this and then I'll go. You gave me more to live for, more than you'll ever know.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people he sees without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. That from the former president's office, as CBS's Jessica Moore reports.
A spokesperson for Biden says he was diagnosed Friday and called it a more aggressive form of the disease. Biden and his family are now reviewing his treatment options.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says it's a painfully relative situation, especially for the 82-year-old's family.
Cancer struck down Biden's oldest son, Beau. He had an aggressive form of brain cancer. And I think most American families have had some cancer diagnosis somewhere along the line. So everyone can sympathize on that level.
A three-day strike is now over between New Jersey Transit and the union representing its workers. Governor Phil Murphy.
This is a very good day for New Jersey. And the sound that you probably hear is the sound of our state's community.